Then Monday night, 2 hours, you dancing with, what is this about, Doc?
I know. So let me just put it this way. I'm doing Dancing with the Stars. They came after me two or three times. I told them no. And on the third time, they asked me would I take a meeting. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take a meeting. And after the meeting, I sat down and did the old school thing, Amos. I pulled out my little notepad, and I drew a line down in the middle of the page, and I wrote pros and cons. And to my surprise, quite frankly, to my horror on a certain level, the reasons to do the show outnumbered the reasons not to do the show. Now, you know, years ago, I was working really, really hard to be taken seriously as a broadcaster, and I think whether folk agree or disagree with me, I think I've earned the respect that I have gotten over the years. So I might not have done this some years ago, but it just so happens that in a few days from now, literally, I'm about to turn 50, believe it or not.
Oh, Lord.
And I thought I would do one last foolish, ridiculous, stupid, crazy thing, Amos, before I turn 50. And this is definitely it. And you know a bit about my background. I love my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And my faith means more to me than anything in the world. But it is the case that I was raised as a child in a faith tradition that didn't allow me to listen to secular music. Mm-hmm. I couldn't listen to secular music. I was class president in junior high, my junior and senior year of high school. I was class president both years. I couldn't go to the prom. I couldn't watch Soul Train. I couldn't watch American Bandstand. I never had a chance to experience music in its fullness until I got to college.
Right.
And I'm a lover of music, and as a broadcaster, I've interviewed every great dancer in the world because I love the art of dance. I love the Hines brothers and the Nicholas brothers, and I've interviewed Mikhail Baryshnikov and Judith Jamison and Lil Buck and Misty Copeland, and you name it, I've interviewed them.
So now, have you called any of them and said, can you, Brother Baryshnikov, can you give me some tips?
As a matter of fact, I had Savion Glover on the program this week, and I asked Savion for some tips, and it was actually funny. I said, Savion, I'm doing Dancing with the Stars. He said, I heard. I said, any advice you can give me? He fell on his knees, and he said, Tavis, let us pray.
Now, this young lady, Sharna Burgess, and I'm looking at the official picture where
right.
You're kind of standing there stiff as I would be, and
yeah.
Miss Burgess, well, she got some soul in her. First of all, can she help a brother?
Oh, she's helping me a lot. I can tell you now, I cannot tell you what the song is going to be Monday night, but I will tell you, I'll give you a hint to my hometown, Indianapolis. It is a song by one of the greatest artists ever.
Uh-oh.
who happened to be on the Motown label.
Oh.
So you know I'm dancing to something soulful Monday night.
You better
be. I guarantee you that.
You better be.
And I can also, what I can tell you though, my hometown fans, my first dance this coming Monday night is the Foxtrot. Now, this is a very difficult dance. I asked Sean and my partner on a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult is this? She said an 8. I might have had a heart attack. I felt like Fred Sanford. Elizabeth, this is the big one.
Well,
so I've been working on the Foxtrot. I think I've got it down now, but it's going to be a great spit out of fun.
Now I got to tell you, the gods of television here,
yep.
here in Indianapolis have not made this easy for you because Monday Night Football is
yep.
our Indianapolis Colts against
yep.
the Philadelphia Eagles here at home at Lucas
yep.
Oil Stadium.
Yep.
And, you know, even though that's an ESPN game, a local station has the ability to outbid somebody to carry the game, and unfortunately, it is the ABC affiliate, Channel 6, that
yeah,
is going to be airing the game instead of Dancing
yeah.
with the Stars. Now, go ahead.
No, my dad had already told me, even before that happened, that he was going to be watching the football game.
Now, here's the good news. Channel 6 announced this morning that Dancing with the Stars, the 2-hour premiere, will be this coming Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 5, leading into the early news from 3 to 5. And they said, once you figure out that you can go to abc.com between 10 to 11 on Monday night and cast your vote for Tavis Smiley.
Yeah, I
before
like
you
that.
Even,
I like
before
that.
You even see him. Just cast. So while Andrew Luck is taking care of business against the Eagles, you know, in the third
yeah.
quarter, you could be just dialing your phone, Tavis.
You know what, Amos? The Lord works in mysterious ways because it might be better for you to vote for me before you see me anyway.
Anyway, I mean, how many best-selling authors have ever been on Dancing with the Stars? Let's look at it that way.
Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I mean, I figure, you know, if I can't do something at 50 that I've never done before, try something different. When will I ever do it? It's a lot of fun. I can tell you one thing. It certainly gets you in shape. I lost about 20 pounds in just a few weeks, man. So it gets you in shape. I'm actually really starting to enjoy it. And the Foxtrot, again, is the most difficult for me. But once we get to the cha-cha-cha and a few other things, I think I might make a run for it, Amy.
Well, as long as you keep that Len Goodman and that Bruno under control.
Yeah.
If they act a fool, you know, Indiana may just come and rise up and come and get them.